In October 1967, Luxembourg changed its programming format. Up until this time, many of the shows had been pre-recorded in London. Now, 208 went live from the Grand Duchy.
Serving solid sounding super duper smile station, the station that spouts a successful sound soonest. And this is your royal ruler. I wouldn't fool you, nothing could be cooler. This is Tony Prince. Hi, kids.
And now for the rest of the voices that go to make up the team that is the big noise in Europe, Radio Luxembourg. First, here's Dave Christian.
Channel 618 and 33 FM, 49.26 meters around the world on shortwave and 208 to Western Europe. This is Radio Luxembourg with Martin and Finlay, and it's another Sunday. It's another world of music here on Radio Luxembourg, 7:45 to 3 a.m. every night.
Good evening. This is Kid Jansen on the air for the next 55 minutes playing music, collectively Dimensions. The forefront of great British rock and roll.
You're listening to the Mark Wesley Show on Radio Luxembourg.
Have I got a record for you? Hot Chocolate, Rumours. Don't you believe a word of it, except the rumour that made Luxembourg a legend.
Super Sound 27 in the world acclaimed chart of fame, Hot Chocolate.
Well, that brings the story of 208 bang up to date. The current team of Tony Prince, Kit Jensen, Mark Wesley, Dave Christian, and myself, Bob Stewart, will be here for a long time yet, playing you the sounds you want to hear. But before we do anything else, a word from 208's general manager, Alan Keane.
Well, that's it. We hope you've enjoyed this program, which has covered a period of about 41 years in our history.